A warm welcome, everyone, to Amazing You. I am your host, Rani Thanakodi. I am a hypnotherapist and also a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach and astrologer. I help women and men who feel stuck in their lives to overcome their emotional and physical issues by using a rapid and innovative hypnotherapy method to get rid of those issues so that they live a fulfilling life and relationships without spending years in therapy. Hi everyone, we've got a very special guest today from the US. It's Coach Chan. So welcome, Coach Chan, to Amazing You.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you for taking the time to be here today.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to be here today.
All right. So tell us briefly about you, about your story.
Okay, my story, what got me here from there is I've always been very quiet, reserved, and very just to myself type person.
Okay.
And so I went through some things in my life. I'm pretty sure that's why I've always been kind of quiet and shy. I was a pre-K student, and a teacher, she used to abuse me every day. She used to spank me and beat me for no reason. And I knew it would happen. I just didn't know when, but just by looking at her, I knew it was time that she would take me to the bathroom and spank me every single day.
Right.
And never knew why. And to this day, I never knew why. And so I grew up, and then I got in this relationship, live-in boyfriend. And so I didn't wait forever. I stopped it. He hit me twice, and that was it. The second time, I fought back. It was not going to happen forever for me. So with that being said, I started standing up. You know, I've always been a cheerleader for other people, so I said, I'm going to cheerlead for myself this time.
Yes.
To fight for my life.
Absolutely.
And that's what led me here today.
Right. Wow.
I just finally decided to stand up, Rainy. And it inspired me. You know, it inspired me with the business mind, you know, being quiet all those years. I said, I got something to say.
Yes.
I got something to do. I mean, if I've been through it, it made me feel like others have been through it as well. And so I just kept thinking all that time alone, all that time just thinking, well, why me? Why me? And then it made me want to create an atmosphere of positive wellness, because what made me become well and positive, it was a mental, spiritual, and a physical wellness. I exercise, I read, I pray, I dance, I rode my bicycle, and just always was doing something dealing with the mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
I said, I can teach this to other people, how they can become a better them.
Yes.
So that what led me to want to launch out and do something for other people as well as for myself.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach Chan. It's a beautiful story that have led you to where you are today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Journey, but it was worth it, Rainy, because I've been through so much. I know I don't look like what I've been through.
Not at all.
Thank you, but oh my goodness. I've been through a whole lot of stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm pretty sure it's other people that's been through so much as well. And it's time for a definite change, because it's just one that I'm not in a mental hospital somewhere or standing on the bridge ready to jump off. And I just came into myself to where I knew that I just had to do better.
Yes.
And it had to be a change in my life. And I knew it was a God, because all that those times alone, I always heard something. I always heard, and it's getting to a quote, I always heard, Let's get it together. Let's go.
Oh.
Heard that quote. Sleeping, waking up. Let's get it together. Let's go. Anytime I cried, anytime I got too down and out, I always heard it in my heart. So that's what moved me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, Ko-chan, can you share with us who has been the most influential person in your life? And what are the three qualities that you admire in that person?
That person would have to be my Uncle Tad.
Okay.
His last name was Tapno, but we called him Uncle Tad for short. And the reason being is because Uncle Tad, he was he had this tenacity about him.
Okay.
He was a fresh widow. He lost his wife, which was my aunt, Felita. And he was a widow maybe for about 3 weeks. But he was back at the things he loved, such as golfing, fishing, and just real active. And he taught me how to pick myself back up after my divorce.
Okay.
And how to just keep moving and to stay busy.
Okay.
And I watched him get up. He'd get up early, and that was one of the things he did. Get up early and knock on doors, and he'll come to my door. And he was like, you know, after my divorce, I started kind of laying around, being sorry, making excuses, but he'll knock on my door, you know, get up, let's go for a ride. He was a landlord, and he'll say, well, ride with me to go pick up my money. I need to go see this lady about, I need to fix her porch, or I need to go see this lady about building a fence for her bulldogs or something. He always was busy.
Mm.
He taught me to keep moving regardless of whatever I was going through.
Right.
That was tenacity. That's the first thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So you said three. So the second thing.
Yes.
He believed in outreach.
Okay.
He believed in, like every Sunday, he'll have like cookouts, picnics, and he always invite neighbors, and he invite family over to eat and to dine with him. And he was always about giving.
Right.
Okay. Of his time, of his talent, of his service. He always giving. Okay, take this plate over there to her. She's all alone. Okay, we're going to drive over here to take her a plate because she have all those children and they got to eat, you know. So he was about outreach as well. And the third thing, he was about love.
Okay.
And love and peace. I'm just putting that together. He just was, yes, a love, peaceful person. And he just always loved. I always just remember the peace at his house. It always was a peaceful environment. And I just never forget that atmosphere as long as I live. And that's what I remember about my Uncle Tad.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
And Good Chandra, can you share with us what quote or motto that has helped you to cope in challenging times?
Like I say, it's always what I used to hear in my spirit when I get down and out, procrastinate, or
yes,
face a challenge and get kind of fearful and don't want to move. It was always, let's get together, let's go.
Okay.
Let's get together, let's go. So that's my motto.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I say in every one of my, when I speak, that's the last thing I normally say after one of my speaking shows, you know, let's get it together, let's go. And it always was Psalm 23, the entire Psalm 23. Now, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside the still waters. Just the whole Psalm 23.
Right.
It carried me. I mean, it covers everything. It covers my body, mind, soul, spirit. It covers even my enemies.
Yes. Yeah.
Take me from them, and it just does everything for me. Randy.
Yes.
I just can't tell you how much that Psalm 23 and my little saying, let's get together, let's go, it keeps me going. On and on, regardless.
I understand what you mean. I've been reading that these verses every day for the past 4 or 5 years. I understand what you mean about that. Yes, it's so profound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you can meditate on it and you always come up with something that make you feel like, okay, I can feel that. I can understand what he's saying. And I feel that peace. I understand what he's saying. Okay. I make you lie down beside the still waters. And, you know, water is so soothing. And even by hearing water, it soothes, you know.
Yes.
And just everything about the Psalm 21 just put me at ease, regardless of what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Coach Chan, what would you say today to encourage young people or anyone who is facing some very tough times?
Well, I would, I got 5 things. I would call it the 5 G's.
Okay.
I would tell them to get along.
Right.
Because, again, by me being so quiet, I had to hush out all the noise. And getting along was like so like serene. You have to get along to hear that quiet, still voice sometimes. You can't hear it when you're around a lot of distraction, a lot of noise.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And then you have to, the second G, you have to get quiet. Because that conscious inside of you, you know, it has something to say. And it speaks to you when you get quiet.
Yes.
So, and then the third G is get with God.
Mm.
And because as the creator, he knows what's best. And oftentimes we miss it. We miss that we even have a God, that we even have someone that looks out for us. So,
yes.
And he has something to say. And then the fourth G is get into prayer and get into meditation.
Mm.
And that covers everything your heart wants to say, but sometimes can't say because you're hurting so bad, you're going through so much. And then the fifth is, you know, get into the Bible. That's his word. There's a word in there for everybody. And it's just lifting, and it's powerful. And it can pull you out of anything you're going through, Rainey. And there's a word for everything and everybody. And through the most challenging times of my life, you know, it brought out everything I needed, every answer.
Mm-hmm.
Life got answered. And it brings you to your purpose and to your passion.
Yes.
And, that's how everything I needed was found, those 5 G's.
I think these are beautiful that you've shared these 5 G's. Thank you. Yeah, I think a lot of people will be able to relate to that. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope so.
And Coach Chan, would you please share with us what is it that you do and how can people reach out to you?
Okay, what I do is I'm a motivational speaker as well as a coach. I coach others to get to their better selves. And I teach wellness I teach wellness through physical, spiritual, as well as mental. And I'm on Instagram as it's capital C, lowercase ee, 1499. And I am C. Jefferson Coaching. It's a LLC, and that's how I run my coaching business. And I'm also on Facebook as Chandra Calton, and that's first name Chandra, last name Calton. And I'm also on YouTube as Coach Chan, that's Chan. And And our mission statement is we help you get to your better mental, physical, as well as spiritual. And we just demonstrate how, just different ways how you can get to your better you in all those ways, because we understand that life can be hard, but it can be so enjoyable. Yes. Just to your better you. And Rainey, it is a beautiful life.
It is.
But we've been through, it is a beautiful life. Life is just so wonderful. So I just want to coach people to get to their better selves.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach Ron, for sharing all these words and for taking the time today to be with all of us. So I would like to thank everybody listening and to say thank you to everyone and thank you to you. And I wish you the very best.
Thank you. Ahead. Appreciate you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you.